Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to an always sunny Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 26th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the corporate credit card company Cashio, and we'll be looking at SME costs and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Conor Pope in the Irish Times reports that the Consumer Watchdog has carried out 80 unannounced inspections of retailers across six counties and uncovered at least some potential breaches of the law, including misleading pricing and commercial practices. The CCPC said the inspections were part of an ongoing compliance and enforcement activity and added that its officers had been instructed to place particular focus on key tourist locations ahead of the peak summer season, ensuring clear and transparent pricing and fair commercial practices. The CCPC said some of the latest inspections were driven by complaints to its helplines and covered a broad range of sectors, including gift shops, pubs, cafes, supermarkets and hairdressers. And we'll be speaking live to the CCPC at 8:30. Emma Hanrahan in the Business Post reports that Ireland's lenders face mounting long-term risks from climate-driven flooding, with up to 37,000 mortgaged households located in areas with a high likelihood of flooding and exposed to a potential sharp decline in property values, according to the central bank. In a study, the banks analysed household exposure to flooding as the frequency of flood events is projected to increase due to climate change. Under the mid-range scenario, where rainfall increases by 20% and the sea level rises by 50 centimetres by 2100, the bank estimated that the number of households in high likelihood flood zones would rise by more than 50% to 78,000 homes. Louise Byrne in the Irish Examiner reports that the number of new pharmacist registrations is decreasing year on year and has fallen by 27% in the last 5 years. This is despite a Department of Health report suggesting that the demand for pharmacists would increase by 28% between 2023 and 2040. New figures provided to the TD for Cork North Central, Pádraig O'Sullivan, showed that the number of new pharmacy graduates registering with the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland has been falling.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.